You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM and we're talking about the 48-hour film competition with Ruth and Vanessa. Hello, how are you both?
Morena. Doing great.
We've got a triple Skype situation happening here, and you're both down in Wellington at the moment, aren't you?
That's right.
Both down in Wellington, and it's nice and grey outside.
Yeah, it's pretty grey up here too, so I think that's kind of the whole North Island's situation at the moment. But we're talking about something very exciting, which is the 48-hour film competition sort of lockdown special edition that's happening this weekend. Ruth, do you want to explain to us what is the 48-hour film competition and what is this special sort of lockdown that we've got going on at the moment?
So 48 Hours is New Zealand's longest running and largest film competition. It's been going for 17 years, and the principle is teams have 48 hours to make a film. At the start, we give them a genre and a whole bunch of elements, and they need to use that material to make a film and hand it in. And then we usually have a whole bunch of big screenings and cinemas and lots of prizes, and it's pretty fantastic. Obviously, COVID-19 put a bit of a spanner in the works this year, so we've postponed the main competition, but we thought we would run a special lockdown edition because everyone's stuck at home.
Mm-hmm.
We've had heaps of teams get in touch. We've had teams making 48-hour films anyway, just for fun. So we were like, wow. So we got a bit of funding, and we're really grateful to New Zealand On Air, the Vista Foundation, the New Zealand Film Commission, and TV2 and The Spinoff are going to broadcast
awesome.
And yeah, this weekend teams are going to have 48 hours to make a film.
Fantastic. Vanessa, what kind of films have we seen in the past come out of the 48-hour film competition, and what are you kind of expecting we might see from this lockdown sort of edition that we've got this weekend?
Well, we usually have a real kind of community and core groups that come back every year. Mm-hmm. And the standard of film's super high. Like, people get really surprised, especially when they go to the grand finals and see these, what people can make in 48 hours. It is mind-blowing. But with the lockdown edition, we've made it free because people don't have cash at the moment, and we thought we'd do something nice for everyone. So we've made it free, and we've got way more entries than we've ever had. This is
awesome.
By far the biggest competition. And so there's a lot of people that have never done the comp before. So we are going to see a lot of newbies. But we're hoping that they'll, you know, become part of the family and keep going and do it next year. And yeah, so I think it's cool that there's new people that are engaging in.
It is really cool. I always remember my brother used to be really into it when we were at high school. He and his mates would always do it, and it was always really exciting to see what they were going to be pulling together. And it was always quite a mad weekend of everyone running around, you know, covered in like gunge. I think they did a sort of zombie alien movie one year. They're sort of running around covered in toilet paper and gunge in the park and stuff like that. It is just heaps of fun and definitely a good way to entertain yourselves in this Rahui period that we are experiencing at the moment. So can people still register if they want to last minute register, or are registrations closed for this weekend?
No, they can still register. Today's the last day though, because it starts tonight. I think we're closing at 5 p.m, but do it before that if you want to register. All you have to do is come up with a cool team name.
Awesome.
And it has to be something that doesn't already exist, because there's quite a lot of teams in there. But we've got some great team names. There's a lot around bubbles.
Yep.
And yeah, Grandma's Basement, Flim Flam, Tim Tam, Zim Zam.
That sounds very, very cool. And so what happens once 5:30 p.m. rolls around and you guys start to tell everyone how the 48-hour film festival's going to be rolling this weekend? What happens? What are these provocations that people get in their genres? Ruth, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so basically teams have all selected a number from 1 to 6, and each of those numbers will be a genre, which we will announce on Facebook Live at 6:30. So they'll all have a different genre. Well, sorry, there'll be 6 different genres that they'll have, and then we'll give all the teams a set of elements, and, you know, they can be anything. Like, they've been sound effects, they've been camera moves, they've been objects, they've been lines of dialogue, they've been character names. Like, yeah, we aren't going to say what they're going to be, because it's a very tightly held secret. And Tipson,
awesome,
who runs the comp with us, keeps it very, he's been working away, plotting some great great provocations. And so that'll be all live at 7 p.m. So teams basically will find out what they've got to include and then, yeah, write a script from that.
This sounds very exciting. 48-hour lockdown edition happening this weekend. Can't wait to see what it's going to look like on the other side. If people do want to last-minute register, Vanessa, where do they go to do that?
All of it's on our website, so 48hours.co.nz, and all of the information's on there too. Any questions people have, we make sure we get it on the website. It's all nice and clear.
Fantastic. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes out of this weekend. I think it's going to be heaps of fun. So thank you both, Vanessa and Ruth, for chatting to us this morning. Hope it goes really well.
Just want to say to keep your eye out on TV too, because we're going to have all of our finals there. What's the date, Ruth?
Friday, May 8th at 9:30 p.m.
Awesome. Yep. That'll be fantastic. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that. Hey, cheers, guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.